Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the government is examining possibly changing some of the rules for exiting level 5 to allow businesses reopen in December. However, a leading expert in immunology is warning that we cannot expect this to be a normal Christmas. There was a 28% increase in the number of new outbreaks of COVID-19 in private homes last week. We'll have a report. The government task force has begun working on looking at how a potential COVID-19 vaccine might be rolled out in the country. And the chair of Donegal Airport tells an Oireachtas Committee on Transport and Communications that a 5-year plan for the facility's development will be crucial in recovering from COVID. And later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the statement from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin that the government is looking at changing some of the rules for exiting level 5 in order to allow businesses reopen in December. The Taoiseach says he wants the country to move to level 3 restrictions after November. That may include some changes to level 3 that would allow bars and restaurants open for indoor dining. Taoiseach Micheál Martin told the Dáil that the rates of COVID in Ireland will be the ultimate decider on what happens.
In terms of exiting level 5, and we are doing a lot of analysis, data analysis, sector by sector, to facilitate an informed approach to exiting level 5. We would want to do so and give indications to people so that there would be some degree of preparation for those who would want to, obviously need to prepare.
Well, people are being urged to work to limit the number of contacts they have over Christmas in order to combat the potential spread of COVID-19. That's the view of a leading expert who was responding to earlier claims the festive season should be celebrated at the end of January. Professor Paddy Mallon is an infectious disease specialist at St Vincent Hospitals in Dublin. He says people should think very carefully about their Christmas plans.
In the same way as we had not a normal Halloween, I don't think we're going to have a normal Christmas. And I think if people rebound and during December start to go out and start having a lot of close contact and a lot of the sort of activities that we saw within households that led us to the point that we were at the end of October when we entered lockdown, then I think we'll probably very quickly end up in that sort of scenario again.
There was a 38% increase in the number of new outbreaks of COVID-19 in private homes last week. According to a new HSE report, there were also 24 new clusters linked to schools during the week. With more, here's Owen Murphy.
There were a total of 572 new clusters of the virus last week, compared to 480 the week before. The big increase was the number of new outbreaks in private homes. They rose from 320 to 443. The number of new clusters in hospitals increased from 8 to 11, but there was a slight drop in new outbreaks linked to schools, with 24 new ones recorded last week. There were also 11 new clusters in childcare facilities. Among vulnerable populations, there were 2 new outbreaks among the Roma community, 3 among travellers and 2 in direct provision centres.
A government task force has begun work to look at how a potential COVID-19 vaccine might be rolled out. It's been set up after Pfizer's announcement that its jab has proven to be more than 90% effective in trials. A contract for 200 million doses with an option to buy another 100 million was signed earlier today between the company and the European Commission. Ireland will get around 1% of that total. The vaccine has yet to be approved, and the HSE's Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Colm Henry, says there are still a number of issues to be rolled out.
Of course, there's licensing first, and then, of course, there's the logistics of a new vaccination programme among populations to reach a herd immunity level of 60 to 80%, according to what WHO say, which would be is a considerable target.
The chair of Donegal International Airport has told the Oireachtas Committee on Transport and Communications Networks that a 5-year plan for the facility's development will be crucial in recovering from the impact of COVID-19. Steve O'Coolan said getting back to pre-COVID numbers is going to be a challenge.
We have a 5-year plan in place. The emphasis there is on marketing, and our plan is to increase the throughput through the airport 5% year on year. Obviously, now post-COVID, we'll have to try and get our numbers back to where they were pre-COVID and go on from there. We had a visit from, just to acknowledge, we had a visit from Minister Hildegard Knocht to the airport there in last September, and she spent a lot of time with us, and we presented her with synopsis of the plan, and received very well.
Meanwhile, it's been confirmed it's unlikely that Loganair will resume its Donegal-Glasgow link before March of next year. Outgoing Managing Director Anne Bonner told the Oireachtas Committee that many people are connecting through Dublin, but because the Glasgow route is not backed by a PSNO, there would be a financial risk involved for both the airport and the airline.
We would have a lot of people connecting through Dublin, obviously down Donegal as well. Hopefully people will be able to get back to Donegal for the Christmas period.
No direct flights.
No. There's no direct flights. We did have Loganair, obviously. We worked closely with them from the beginning of June, but Donegal particularly was locked into level 3 and level 4 in September, and then the whole country down to level 5. It just wasn't feasible to continue any more services to Glasgow. We have to share the risk with them for the finance of it, because it's purely commercial, and we will approach them again, but obviously it's not just as easy as putting on aircraft, because they would have cut back on their crews and all of that as well. It's looking more like the spring before our Glasgow service is back in situ.
Anne Bonner there, and before her, Steve O'Coolan, the outgoing managing director and the chair of Donegal International Airport, addressing that Oireachtas committee today via Zoom links. Other news, and the family solicitor of a woman who died in Letterkenny University Hospital following what's described as a failure to properly diagnose and treat a blood clot has said the HSC must put support teams in place to ensure this doesn't happen again. The High Court was told yesterday that 54-year-old Bridie Kelly from Drum Bay in Mount Charles was undergoing an unnecessary CT scan of her brain, which was meant for another patient of the same name. She was in Letterkenny University Hospital twice in 2018. The High Court approved a settlement of the case against the HSE for €325,000. On today's 9 till noon show, solicitor Kieran Tansey said the HSC needs a support network to safeguard the treatment of patients.
When somebody comes in with a D-dimer that is off the charts, there needs to be an emergency team, a SWAT team, if you like, come in and immediately apply an ultrasound scan. If somebody is prescribed with certain medication, again, a team should descend from wherever within the hospital and ensure that the correct medication is provided. You know, these are systems that the HSE requires urgently. The HSE is at its wit's end with crises and coronavirus and so on. It needs the support of, you know, a kind of a support network within it to allow the doctors to operate and treat, but with support at all sides, so that it doesn't come down to maybe one person on one day, perhaps after a 10-hour shift, having to prescribe or diagnose, that it's done for them via these systems. But there are none.
Can you talk to us about how the family are feeling, what they're saying?
Bridie was their devoted mother, John's devoted wife. The family have been through hell and turmoil over the past period of time. They are relieved that matters have concluded. This report has been provided to them, and they are determined that, as I said earlier, that this is the last incident that we have to speak about. Bridie was their chief homemaker. She was the chef to Camille. She was the leader of the pack in the Kelly household. And we can all imagine what they're going through.
And that was solicitor Kieran Tansey there speaking on the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes. A further 8 people have died with COVID-19 north of the border, with 791 new cases. 441 people are in hospital with the virus. That's 21 more, excuse me, than yesterday. It comes as talks continue this afternoon between the Stormont parties on whether or not restrictions should be extended beyond tomorrow night. The executive has been meeting today, but there is still disagreement among the parties as to what the next move should be. There were 31 incidents of people spitting or coughing at Gardaí recorded over the past month. The latest Policing Authority report shows members of the force used anti-spit hoods 6 times between October 9th and November 9th. Almost 18,000 checkpoints were conducted in that time. Over 12,000 visits were made to licensed premises. Gardaí used COVID-19 enforcement powers 103 times, but the Policing Authority says level 5 restrictions have been comprehensively observed by the public. There's some confusion over proposed traffic calming measures for Manor Cunningham. Residents have been campaigning for the safety measures to be installed along Main Street, including a pedestrian crossing and ramps. Donegal County Council says current plans only include a pedestrian crossing. An on-site meeting between engineers, local representatives and members of the community took place a number of months ago. Councillor Kieran Brogan says on that occasion they were left with the expectation that ramps would be included. He's looking for confirmation of the situation.
All the elected members from the Letterkenny area were down a number of months ago with the area manager at the time and the engineer, and we were expecting a report to be presented to us as elected members. So what I've asked the mayor to do today is follow up on that and see exactly what has happened from the day we were on site, because we and indeed the residents in that area were of the opinion that we would see some form of traffic calming measures put in place in Manor Cunningham, albeit, and we welcome the fact that there's going to be a pedestrian crossing there, but I think the residents of the area were very anxious and that there would be also ramps or traffic calming measures as well, so we need to see action, and this is a matter of urgency.
Do you think there's just been sort of a cross wire scenario when the councillor saying that they were of the opinion that it was just the pedestrian crossing that was given priority?
Well, the report that the officials have themselves from the day that they had the on-site meeting will be very interesting.
And that was Councillor Kieran Brogan speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. The Green Party leader and Transport Minister is being urged to take decisive action to tackle the massive driving test backlog. Recent figures show over 1,800 people in Donegal on the waiting list. Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says Minister Eamon Ryan must put measures in place.
1,300 of them who haven't even been given a date. Some of them are telling me that they're saying that it will be up to 8 months before they have a date. On top of that, there's nearly another 1,000 people who are looking for a driving test who have applied for it but yet haven't fulfilled their full number of driving lessons. But they're doing that because they know of the waiting time. So there's a major, major crisis here. It's putting pressure on people. It's putting pressure on families. These individuals now are driving on a learner permit. They have to be accompanied by a full driving licence. They are being fleeced by the cost of insurance, and we need the government to get a handle on this, to enter into discussions with the instructors and testers. We need to see longer opening hours, we need to see weekend tests, and we need to see urgent addressing of this backlog.
Because arguably Donegal is unique in this circumstance as it relates to a lack of public transport. People need to be able to drive their cars legally.
Absolutely. Like, you know, you can see figures in different areas. I'm looking at the full breakdown across the state, but like, you know, if you look at Tala, if you look at Dublin and areas like that there, they do have public transport. This is a very rural county. We know the pressures that there, and I've spoken to parents in particular, and they are at the end of their tether. They do not know how their young son or daughter is going to be able to get to work. They don't know how they're going to be able to pay for the increased insurance. Remember, somebody on a driver learning permit can be charged up to €4,000 or €5,000 for insurance.
And that was Deputy Piers Doherty there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. The Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says it wouldn't shock him if Brexit talks fell apart, but he still believes they can succeed. Intensive discussions are continuing in London in a bid to secure a trade deal between Britain and the EU in time for the end of the transition period on January 1st. Key stumbling blocks remain, but Minister Coveney believes an agreement is very much possible.
I think it is quite possible. Could fall apart and we don't get a deal. I think that wouldn't shock me at all. But if you're asking me to call it, I think we're more likely to get a deal than not. But I think it's unlikely this week, but hopefully I'll be proven wrong. I think it's likely to move into next week. At that point, you know, the timelines start to get very tight. I mean, there's only 50 days left this year. And of course, there's a ratification process that takes a lot of time. We don't have much time left. I think this week and next week are crucial, really. If we don't have a deal some point next week, I think we have real problems.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the latest Donegal gear online or click and collect at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock, and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal's Paddy McGrath is set to miss this coming weekend's semi-final in Ulster with Armagh. The Ardrah man picked up a knock in the one over Tyrone, but the soft tissue injury will rule him out of Saturday's game at Breffni Park. On the plus side, as Donegal chase three in a row Ulster titles, Patrick McBertie and Neil McGee are both good for action. McBertie hasn't played since football returned due to a leg injury, but the Kilcare man has been back training, and manager Declan Bonner says the sharpshooter is now ready for action again. McGee picked up a knock in the first half of that Tyrone win, but he has been training and is okay for another semi-final in what is his 15th championship campaign. County boss Bonner is expecting another game that will go down to the wire this coming weekend.
It's a very strong Armagh team, and as I say, they're not back in Division 1 for no reason. They've earned a right to go back in there, And as I say, they are a real threat, and going to be a real challenge for us on Saturday. What I can see on the training ground is really strong at the minute, and the lads really pushing hard to get into that first 15, to get into that 20, to get into that 26, and that's all you can ask for. And as I say, we are aware, and we've done our homework no more than any other team on Armagh. And we've looked at their strengths and you know where they can be got at. And as we would do in preparation for any game, whether it be a league championship or whatever, in terms of we have one more training session left, and you know, decisions will be made then after that in terms of the starting 15, and you know where we can really hurt Armagh, and you know where the dangers come from Armagh. There's plenty of them dangers that we have identified already. So yeah. We've got to be really, really switched on for a real championship affair, probably on a heavy pitch in Breffni on Saturday afternoon. So it's going to be another match, I think, that's going to go down to the wire, probably going to go down to that last quarter. And we've got to be ready for that again.
On to international soccer. Brighton forward Aaron Connolly has pulled out of the Republic of Ireland squad with an injury sustained in training yesterday. Preston striker Shawnee Maguire has been called up as a replacement for Thursday's friendly against England and the Nations League matches against Wales and Bulgaria. West Brom striker Callum Robinson has been confirmed as the COVID-19 positive case in the Ireland camp and will miss the three matches. Swansea's Ryan Manning has been called up and will link up with the squad ahead of Wales on Sunday. Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny says he feels frustrated rather than cursed with his strikers. He's now seen the coronavirus in each of the last two windows, but he's not letting that get to him.
Absolutely not. I think this is, you know, the way of the world at the moment, and I think we're talking about people that are saying the vaccine is imminent and 90% proof, all those sort of headlines have been in recent days. So hopefully this situation is temporary. In Callum's case, obviously, just come in and on the first test, was tested positive. So he wasn't feeling unwell. So just unfortunate for him, really.
Ireland captain Seamus Coleman is, of course, back in the international fold ahead of these three games with the Republic. The Killybegs man says there has to be huge motivation within the team, not just for England, but any game when you pull on the Irish jersey.
I'd like to think that every time the boys come away as a group, regardless who we play, when you put on the green shirt, there should be enough motivation in that itself, regardless if it's against our rivals in England. We should always have that hunger and motivation to do well for our country, regardless who we play. But it's a game as players we're looking forward to, and supporters at home, I'm sure, will be really looking forward to it as well.
Well, England's preparations for the friendly at Wembley have brought more bad news for Liverpool. Joe Gomez suffered a serious injury in training today. Jim Crawford has called up Accrington Stanley's Ryan Cassidy for the first time ahead of the two under-21 European qualifiers against Iceland and Luxembourg. Cassidy replaces Celtic's Jonathan Ovabai, who's been ruled out of both games due to injury. Wales head coach Wayne Pivock has stuck with the same starting 15 that he named to face Scotland last month ahead of the big rugby match on Friday against Ireland. Justin Tipperick was a late withdrawal from that team, with James Davis coming in to replace him for the 14-10 home defeat. Tipperick has overcome a bout of tonsillitis and is returning for the Nations Cup match at the Aviva on Friday night. Finally, in golf, Shane Lowry says an absence of fans at Augusta National won't take away from the magic of the Masters. The Open champion plays alongside Tiger Woods and Andy Ogletree for the first two rounds of the rescheduled golf major. Woods, of course, won the last green jacket with a 13-under par score. Offaly native Lowry is anticipating a very special event.
Yeah, I'm certainly going to miss all the patrons around the place, the roars and the buzz. But I do think that this is going to be a special Masters. I do think that this is going to be pretty cool in itself. You know, with no ropes out there, no grandstands. You know, the visuals are a little bit different on some holes.
That's it from the Sports Desk for today, Donal. Back with more tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Washin. There is big concern that planned upgrade works to the road and improved facilities at Murderhold Beach won't be finished ahead of the 2021 tourism season. The road leading to the hugely popular attraction is said to be too narrow, while there is no parking, with scenes of gridlock along the route numerous times over the past summer. Funding has been secured to widen the road and create laybys, but the work has yet to begin. Local councillor John O'Donnell believes the project should be moving more quickly.
It's something that local residents have been on to me for a long number of years about the road leading to the Melmore Peninsula in Downings, and it's something that needs to be addressed, a matter of urgency. The road needs to be widened, there needs to be more laybys put in place, but also there needs to be a car park facility installed at the Murderhole Beach, which is a massive tourist attraction, especially over the last few years. People are finding out about it and it's been more and more attractive, so it's something we need to act on as a matter of urgency.
But as you said, it's a massive tourist attraction, but also a massive undertaking for this project, not really looking too lightly that it'll be done for the 2021 season.
No, I think that's the reason that I spoke up today at the meeting. I'm not happy with the progress that's been made and the speed that it's moving at, and I'm calling on the council to engage with myself and the local stakeholders down there, the landowners and residents, to fast track this project as a matter of urgency, to try and get it delivered for the 2021 season, even if it's only the laybys and a temporary surface laid down for car park, and until the full project is delivered. As you said, there's funding secured, but I suppose actions speak louder than words, and we need to get it moving and get it fast tracked as a matter of urgency, number one for the residents that are living in the area trying to get in and out to their private dwellings, but number two as well for people that are coming and taking the time and effort to visit this beautiful scenic spot, to make sure that they have the facilities then to park their vehicles safely and to access the Murderhole Beach.
And that was Councillor John O'Donnell. The Taoiseach will meet with party leaders later this week to discuss the standoff between judges over Seamus Wolfe's refusal to resign. A legal expert is warning an impeachment hearing would be an extremely long and difficult process. With more, here's Stephanie Rowan.
As it stands, Seamus Wolfe has been sidelined as a Supreme Court judge for 3 months and has offered to give his wages to charity. If nothing happens, he'll then pick up his duties in February. If, on the other hand, the Oireachtas decides to act, politicians could engage in impeachment hearings, which are likely to be long and difficult. Any such hearings would likely bounce back and forth to the courts, meaning it could land in the Supreme Court with judges judging a judge. Assistant Professor of Law at Trinity College David Kenny says it could all get very awkward.
All this could kind of again come back to the Supreme Court, or the Supreme Court could be asked to define what the Constitution means when it says you can be impeached for stated misbehaviour, when, you know, it's obvious that at least some of the members do think that Judge Wolfe has misbehaved.
A lot now lies in the hands of the Attorney General, who will give his legal advice to the government on what should happen next.
And looking at the weather forecast for this evening, and rain will clear to the northeast, followed by a few well-scattered showers, mainly on northern and western coasts. The winds will stay strong southerly and gusty for a time, falling back light to moderate while veering westerly as rain moves eastwards. Overnight will be cool and mostly dry with a few passing showers. Lowest overnight temperatures 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. Light to moderate west to southwest breezes backing southerly overnight. The winds freshening along western coasts toward dawn. Tomorrow Thursday will begin dry and bright with patchy rain and drizzle moving in from the west at times. Thickening cloud during the morning. Persistent rain heavy at times will move in from the Atlantic later, extending eastwards with highest temperatures tomorrow 10 to 12. Again, fresh and gusty southerly winds, strong in coastal areas. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief, and the Taoiseach has told the Dáil the government is examining changing some of the rules for exiting level 5 in order to allow businesses reopen in December. In particular, the changes might allow bars and restaurants open for indoor dining under level 3. However, Micheál Martin stressed the level of COVID in the country will be the ultimate decider. Meanwhile, people are being urged to limit the contacts they have over the Christmas period in order to ensure there isn't a spread of COVID early in the new year. There was a 38% increase in the number of new outbreaks of COVID-19 in private homes last week. Meanwhile, a government task force has begun looking at how a potential COVID-19 vaccine might be rolled out. Again, caution is being advised, with government officials saying it'll be some time before it happens. And Donegal International Airport chair says a plan to recover after COVID will depend on getting numbers back to where they were. And we're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 11th of November. The death has taken place of Dan McCanny, 43, Lochry Terrace, Drumquin. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of William John Patton, 6 Crocketour Road, Newton Stewart. His remains are reposing at St Eugene's Church, Glenoch. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11. Interment afterwards in St Eugene's Cemetery, Glenoch. Due to government restrictions, the house mass and interment are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Margaret Elizabeth Lily Quigley, née McKinley, formerly of Blackburn Crescent. Funeral leaving Adair and Neely Funeral Home tomorrow at 1:30 for burial in Redcastle Church of Ireland Cemetery, which in accordance with HSC and government guidelines is private to family only, please. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to chest, heart and stroke. The death has taken place of Willie John McLaughlin, Turner, Lower Keelogs, Linsford, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with burial in the adjoining cemetery. In line with HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, please. Family flowers only, please.